Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 175. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, gentlemen?
Good night.
Are you saying good night?
Good night.
You're out of here, or
that's right.
Or it's a good night.
It's a good night. It's a great night. I should have said great night. Great night.
It's always a great night recording.
Great, babe. Yeah, I agree.
And Nate, you said it's what? Fantastic.
Sure.
Yeah. Like he doesn't believe it.
Yeah. Fantastic.
It is. I'm going to say awesome. It's an awesome night.
I was going to say, how are you doing?
The night before Halloween.
Hallows Eve.
All
Hallows Eve.
Yeah. How am I doing?
Sowing, right?
Thanks, Sean, for asking.
I did. Somewhere in there I did, yeah.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Yeah. All right. I'll see you guys.
You're not sticking around?
No, of course I am. Hey, let's get right to it. Sean, what are we going to talk about?
This is going to be Nate's pick because this is Nate's night, right?
Nate's night. The night of Nate.
This is the town of Avila. Avila?
Avila.
Avila. I was trying to say two Italian.
I knew you'd
dang it. It's in Missouri.
Yeah.
And if interested, please go check our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Excellent.
This topic.
Excellent.
My foundation for this is it is located in Jasper County. Avila is a historic village along Route 66 with a reputation for paranormal activity. According to local legends, the town is haunted by shadow folk, mysterious figures seen walking along the streets, often glimpsed out of the corner of one's eye.
Mm. Nice.
How's that for foundation?
How about that?
You can build on that, right?
Yeah.
We'll find out, right?
Yeah. It says the shadowy people have been spotted walking along the street, usually from the corner of your eye, like you said. Now, the Avila Death Tree is said to be haunted by a Civil War era bushwhacker named Rotten Johnny Reb. We'll get into him. Rotten Johnny Reb. I like that name. It is unknown exactly which tree it is, but stories say the town says it is haunted by the headless ghost who is in search of his head and out for a vengeance upon those that reside in this town.
Hmm.
What do you think about that,
vengeance,
Nate?
You say.
Vengeance.
Vengeance.
Should we say it one more time?
Vengeance. So there you go.
So yeah, he, as you said, not only haunts the town, but also the death tree. Mm-hmm. It is also said that during the war, the skull of a Confederate bushwhacker was found. Rather than burying it, it was hung from a tree as a warning to other bushwhackers. As a result, the ghost of Rotten Johnny Reb searches the town and surrounding woods for his head and for Yankees to kill. Many deaths were blamed on him over the years, with the legend driving off many of the remaining town people after the war ended.
Hmm. Johnny Rotten. No, what was his name?
Rotten Johnny.
Rotten Johnny. Yeah, I was thinking of the lead singer of what was the Sex Pistols?
Yeah.
Johnny Rotten. Rotten Johnny Reb. Hmm. Bushwhackers. Man, that was a terrible
tag team. Makes me think of the drink, the Bushwhacker, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking about the terrible tag team.
Yes, tag the WWF.
I didn't like them. They were stupid.
They were stupid.
God bless their soul.
That's true.
Yeah, it also says...
what you got?
According to the old legend, the only way to end the curse and put Rotten Johnny's spirit to rest is to find his skull, cut it down from the tree, and bury it, or set it ablaze on holy ground.
Oh.
If you believe such legends, it would be nearly impossible to carry this out, because the location of the death tree died off when the last survivors of the war did. There was a belief that black crows would flock to it during the day as a perch, and that it was an apple tree that no longer would bear fruit. However, time and the changing landscapes have made it nearly impossible to find the tree today, if it even still exists at all.
Interesting. Huh. Interesting. Do we go here? Did we go to
Yeah,
definitely.
It's kind of, this sounds very judgmental, but it looks like a big hole. Like it looks like a dump. I'm sorry. Sorry, Missouri and this town, but
it looks like a big hole. It's a dump.
The pictures are not.
It swallows you up.
The pictures do not do it justice, I'm sure, but it just looks.
Well, it is a ghost town.
It's true. I know.
That's kind of what, you're right, right.
I know. That's fair.
What you got, Sean?
It says businesses and storefronts once lined the main strip. So it wasn't always this way, right? In this photo from 2000, which makes
it's
it
not,
look,
it was not always just a big hole and a dump.
Still
is
makes
that what you're
it
saying?
Like a dump. Oh. Sorry. You could see the Avila house built in.
Why do you have to say that?
I don't
that?
Know. Because I
what
have,
is wrong with
because
you?
It feels like I'm saying it right. Built in 1868 on the far right. Tom Barbado's garage, an early Route 66 era auto shop, is the second stone structure from the. This is all from the picture. Both of these buildings have since been demolished. The white. Well, then why talk about them? The white building, Old Flo's Tavern. This sounds like Cars is what this feels like. You know, although it's not in the desert, it still stands today. The abandoned stone IOOF Lodge and Old French's grocery store. The decline of Avila. I see. If I don't say it with Italian accent,
Avila.
Avila. That's what I'm saying. Like
Bob Avila.
I'll figure it out. I even have it written over here correctly.
I'm going to punch him. You should. I got long arms. I can. Avila.
Avila. The decline of Avila started after World War II when people began moving to larger industrial cities for job opportunities. Then, in the 1960s, Route 66 was bypassed by I-44, and the town eventually lost much of its commerce due to the diverted traffic. The remaining businesses had either failed, closed, or relocated by the 1970s. Then, a large fire in 1971 at the Avila lumberyard destroyed several of the buildings, including most of the lumber company. Although the lumber yard was rebuilt, the town continued to decline and has never really rebounded completely. Now, all the remains are vacant lots, abandoned buildings, and a few buildings that are still being used. Are they? Are they really?
I don't think so. So, that's Sean Lehman saying it's a big hole.
I'm sorry, and then I can't say it right.
And it's a dump.
Yeah, well.
And he can't say the name of the town correctly.
The ghost from this town can just say, well, at least we can say the name.
It's not Avila. Avila.
Sure. Sorry.
So like Bob Vila.
Bob Vila, yeah. Yes.
See?
Yeah. Avila. Don't
Bob
say it.
Bob Avila.
Bob Avila. I got to stop saying it that way. That's what messes me up, right? No.
What this reminds me of is Cars.
That's what I just said. Did you hear me say that?
Oh, no, I did not.
Sorry. I said it, except it's not in the desert, right? Well, see, I've done it to him, so now it's fair. Mm-hmm. It's okay. But it's not in the desert is the only thing I said. It's in Bazaar.
Oh, you too.
Have you guys said anything about the green mist?
Oh, that's good. No, that was a long time ago. You know what's funny, though? Every time
that's
we watch, I personally love Missouri, so I don't mean this. But when you watch videos on anything Missouri, they always bring up the fact that it's called Misery.
Yeah, they do.
It's like, I'm like so mean.
My old boss moved there, and he said, yeah, I'm moving to Misery. What he said.
You say it just right.
Yeah.
Misery. I know.
That's the one time, whatever, not the, his specific town or city, but he said that Missouri was like the state, how do I say it? The like meth capital of the world because of the just there's nothing there. And so they can hide. And yeah. Sorry, Missouri. We love you. Thank you for your non-listens. Oh,
they listen, don't they?
Missouri? I don't know.
You just like, let me take that back. I don't know. I honestly don't know either. St. Louis? St. Louis was big for a
while. St. Louis.
Time.
You're right. St. Louis was big for a while. We love St. Louis.
So was Chicago. Mm-hmm. Remember when Chicago?
Chicago
like,
was a boom town.
Chicago.
That was weird. That wasn't quite correct.
No, I know.
I think
well, where'd they go?
I think that was more Indianapolis listeners.
Nah, that's probably true.
Or other cities around, like St. Louis. Or yeah.
They're in some kind of a Mako grid.
Now they get like, we get like eight. How do we
it
go
doesn't
from like,
make any sense.
3,000 to 8 downloads.
It's a Mako graveyard of listens because who was all on there? L.A. Los Vegas was on there.
Crap. What's the ritzy place in California?
Okay. Jean.
Beverly Hills.
Okay, Jean. Hills. Oh, Beverly Hills is on there. Okay, I was kidding. They're still
Beverly Hills. No, yeah, we had L.A. and Beverly Hills was like.
Was like booming for a long time and they went away and then Chicago came around.
Yeah, now they're gone.
I was hopeful for Philadelphia. Weren't they showing some
Philadelphia was
for
strong.
A while, for a second and then it was like, nope.
I haven't.
Maybe they just binge watch, and who knows? Or watch, listen.
Well, they can try to watch, but
they're not going to see much.
They're like, what's going on around here?
They'd have to peer through these windows, right?
I don't. You know what? I know this is a mini, and do you guys have anything else
turn
on
it, you want to turn it into a maxi?
It seems like it has a lot of shadow people.
It does have shadow people.
That intrigues me.
Seeing
them walking down the street and
yeah,
all sorts of places.
In the dump.
The dump, yeah.
Walking in the dump.
I'm not even going to retract that because it's true. Have you seen the pictures of it? So the bank that
I have.
Oh, yeah. I know, yeah. The bank that was the 1915 bank served the town for 3 decades. During the Great Depression, the notorious Irish O'Malley gang robbed the bank and kidnapped the cashier. Although no longer a bank, this historic building has been utilized as the town's post office since 1952 and still stands as a local cultural icon. Did you guys see anything? Did we talk about Bloody Bill?
No.
Bloody Bill?
No.
Bloody Bill. So like many Missouri towns, Bobville, found itself split during the Civil War. Tensions among residents of opposing views caused some families to be torn apart, while others left the town in fear of their safety. Confederate guerrilla attacks against Union sympathizers were common. William T. Anderson was a pro-Confederate guerrilla leader believed to have led several such attacks. Although he was killed in 1864, Anderson was posthumously nicknamed Bloody Bill for his ruthless actions.
Bloody Bill, huh?
Mm-hmm. He hangs out with the Rotten Johnny Reb. I think they hang out together.
Rotten Johnny Reb.
You see that skull that they were talking about?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Looks like a coin bank.
Right on display.
Yeah.
It just falls right through, though.
Plainfield has 2,211. So I'll just say 2,200 downloads. Avon, 1,281. And then next is Oak Forest, Illinois, 18 downloads. Chicago, 15.
Chicago.
And then we have now Philadelphia went all the way down to 4.
That's weird. I don't understand it either.
Well, that's just basically saying they listen to us and
they probably like binge, and they
there's
all
a bunch of people listen, and a bunch of people that bail.
They all they all tell each other. They all listen, and they're like, "Yep, nope, not for me."
Sakes. Tucson, Denver, and Littleton, Colorado. They're like back to back.
You know,
they've
a weird thing
for a number of weeks.
How many countries are we in now?
Houston and Dallas is up there, and listen to this: 1, 2, 3, 4 in fourth spot, Kalispell, Montana.
Oh, thank you, Montana.
How about that?
What? How many? Somebody asked me the other day how many countries we're in. I'm like, I don't know. It changes all the time. I mean, sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 12, sometimes it's 20. I don't know what the current count is. I know we get listened to by Russia and Ukraine. And
I know the listeners are like, who cares?
No, I know. Well, no. But no, what's interesting is like all these like warring areas. It's like, who is like, okay, I need some.
They're getting intelligence from us.
Well, that's possible too. But I was thinking they're like, I just need a reprieve from all this horrible, you know, negativity in the world and this darkness. And let's listen to some Mako, right? You know, like, I don't know.
Right now we have 1, 2. So we have the U.S., of course, United Kingdom, 2. Let's see, Canada, Singapore, Russian Federation, Australia, Ghana, Taiwan, the Republic of China, Netherlands, Pakistan, Spain, Estonia, Ireland, Germany, Norway, South Africa, Botswana, and Turkey.
52. I counted 52.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Botswana, ooh, you say, huh?
Yep. We got to get that UK number up.
Yeah? You think so?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But
maybe I should do more of a British.
But they're number 2.
Stop doing the Italian accent and start doing the British accent? Is that what we do?
No. How about neither one?
Yeah, you're right.
How about Ghana?
This is English.
Coming in with 4 downloads. Ghana. Isn't that something?
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to be
Taiwan.
Hi, Ghana.
And Estonia.
One day they're here, and next day they're Ghana.
Yeah, that's
all.
They've been hanging in with us. They're not Ghana yet.
Were we that hard up for topic information for this? I don't think
It's
a great place.
This is kind of like a freestyle mini.
I'm totally kidding.
On top of
Avila. Speaking of that, I have a correction from our freestyle.
What's that?
Do you really?
Remember when I talked to you about it yesterday?
The last one we did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember when I mentioned Freddy series on
Max?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe this.
His AI. It's all fake.
Oh, okay.
So somebody's out there going to be really disappointed.
I think,
when they
hear you know what? I think, man, I hope the Pennywise one's not the dairy. Oh, no, you know what?
Don't you hate that, though?
Yeah, because that.
I was trying to remember.
You can't believe anything anymore.
Remember, I think I've heard that now.
I got so excited.
It was a while back, but yeah. I totally didn't remember.
Mine was Back to the Future usually, 4. Remember when you guys had to tell me, that, like, that's not real, Sean? And I'm like, what do you mean?
That's, usually I'm pretty quick at, like,
on it, yeah.
Fact-checking. Well, and but I think fanboy got excited. And
it's all right. That's what happens, Nate.
Well, it's an awesome concept.
Yeah,
that's why I think I just got excited, and I was like, "Oh, that will be awesome!"
But it's not real. So
but it's not real.
I'm there.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a bummer.
Stupid AI. They trick you now. You don't
ruin the universe.
Jerks. They're all in it together. Well, is that all on Avila, Missouri?
I believe so.
The ghost town. That's it. Well, Nate, help us out. Get out. Let's get out of here, brother.
And I got a pita, baby. And that's a wrap.
Wow. That is strong.
I like
strong,
it.
I say. You like it?
I do.
I do, too. Good job, Nate. Thank you for that.
I like it that he said it better than I did in song.
Just needed the guitar.
I just went for it.
I
My brain shut off.
I like it. Hey, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini 175 and our discussion on the ghost town of Avila, Missouri. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.